President Trump said this week he wants to begin deporting undocumented people in the millions. It's just the latest promise of immigration action from the president. And while what Trump promises and what he accomplishes around immigration don't always align, the things he says still affect people. I spent some time hearing how, whether carried out or not, the president's threats are changing lives. Most weekdays, Anna gets done cleaning houses around 4 and gets in her car. That's when she starts her second job, cruising the streets of Houston County on the lookout for the police. Anna tells people what she sees on a special smartphone app. And she's not the only one on the lookout. There are people patrolling places like Gwinnett County and Gainesville, too. What they share is meant to keep people from being arrested and potentially deported while they're trying to get home from work. When Trump became president of the United States, I decided I had to do something to help my people. Anna says even the years when the Obama administration literally broke deportation records were more tranquil for undocumented immigrants than today. She says back then Obama's way with words papered over a lot of anxiety. But Trump's words work another way. It's really hard because it's this thing where Trump is always in your head.
Nuestra gente tiene miedo.
Our people are afraid. Fear is keeping people from daily routines. That's clear when we stop at a mobile home park popular with undocumented immigrants. It's close enough to shopping that you could walk if the roads weren't terrifying. Anna says many people are spending money they can barely afford on ride sharing like Uber rather than driving and taking a risk with the police. But families take care of each other, as one mother, a U.S. citizen, explains to me in front of the home she shares with her parents who are undocumented. She says her mom and dad love what the U.S. has done for their kids. But today, fear has them housebound.
I have
a daughter, my sister's married, and we all have our own families and new lives. But we all live with the same fear because our parents have to be hidden. They can't leave the house. They're not going out with us, they're not going out. Some, both inside and outside immigrant communities, say that for people who are just working and staying out of trouble, the president's words mean nothing. It's people that already have deportation orders or criminal records who are in jeopardy. But that's cold comfort for people like the young man who just arrived in the headline-making migrant caravan. Now, he and his dad have immigration court dates to keep, but no idea what Trump's new words mean for them. We're just praying to God that we get more time to stay here. In another part of the park, two boys, brothers, are tearing around on their BMX bikes. Their mom is watching from the yard in front of their home. We're afraid, but more from the point of view of a mother, because sometimes they send you home to your home country and leave the kids behind. And what about her sons? They feel it. They're terrified to be left here alone without their mom and dad.
Solos aquí sin padre y sin madre.
President Trump has signaled that he would like immigration raids and deportations in the millions to begin by sometime next week. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.